Put on the Armor of Light by Jacqueline Fedor. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. This is such a beautiful picture of the animal kingdom as well as humanity being restored. Now let us turn to Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, to see the restoration again. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea of wicked humanity. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. All will be perfected and restored. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. For those among us that are physically incapacitated or handicapped in any way, this is such a wonderful blessing to look forward to. However, for these promises to be fulfilled, we must understand Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Having read that scripture, here is something to think about. Since the Lord ascended to the right hand of God to sacrifice his body for us, he no longer has an earthly fleshly body. Therefore, for us to be conformed to his likeness, the scripture is speaking of him as the heavenly man. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. And so it is written, The first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam, Yeshua, became a life-giving spirit. So it becomes apparent that only our spirit man can be conformed to his likeness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. It is only the born again, spirit-filled, so our spirit is awakened to the Spirit of God. This presents a real problem, as all we know is life in Satan's world. His knowledge, for the most part, fills our database, which is completely against the knowledge and wisdom of God. Since Christ is the Word, the knowledge of God, how are we to be in His image filled with the knowledge of Satan? Thankfully, God promises He will personally perfect us. There is no possible way we can achieve perfection with Satan's wisdom as our guide. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And since it was He that said He would conform us back to the image and likeness of Christ, can you see what He's really talking about here? Is our spirit, our mind, our heart, our soul, our inner man. For that is what Christ is now. Obviously, to be like him, sin also must be removed from us. Unfortunately, as many of us think about atonement or repentance of sin, we think mainly about what we have manifested through our bodies, and so we repent of everything we can think of that we have done wrong throughout our lifetime. But actually, what God is first interested in is the cleansing of our hearts and minds. As He looks on them, it is His hope and ours. He does not see any darkness there. This observation, you see, determines the condition of our spirit man, or our inner man, as it has been shaped and molded by what is in our minds and hearts. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 shows us the inner man and the outer man. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Let us therefore begin with our minds. Did you realize that the very first sin that man committed was in their mind? Most of us have heard the saying, "We had a meeting of the minds," and that's exactly what happened. Eve connected with the mind of Satan. She thought about the added knowledge of evil offered to her, the twisted wisdom that Satan slyly presented. Her perfect heart, created completely righteous, became wicked and rebellious. How? Why? Because she ate the rotten fruit from Satan's mind. Adam, created righteous also, was not fooled like Eve, but he had a meeting of the minds with his wife, so he also ate the tainted fruit of Satan's knowledge. As we all know, they fell from paradise into Satan's world, and all of humanity has followed suit. Now today, the only knowledge available to us for the most part is the knowledge that Adam and Eve chose, and unfortunately, all of our minds have become just as tainted by Satan's thinking. We have become accustomed to eating his fruit. As this knowledge was taken into the minds of man, traits formed, mindsets became lodged and hard to remove. The evil nature of Satan, through his knowledge, has corrupted all of us, and sadly, we are all completely out of sync with God's universe, along with the rest of His creation that Adam and Eve were given dominion over. Creation had no choice in the matter. Romans chapter 8, verse 20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. In hope, mankind would come to understand they can do nothing without the Word, His knowledge, Christ, as it allowed Satan's knowledge and nature to affect all that he had given man. Yes, Father was in hope we could see the folly of not choosing the Word over Satan. All things were created in Him. He is the substance that holds all the universe together, so without Him, we truly cannot do anything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist, held together. Sadly, because of eating the fruit of the world's knowledge, the hearts of much of mankind have become hardened against their Creator. As stated before, with only the knowledge of Satan in their database, the hearts and minds of man were easily conformed to the forces that run this world as well. Satan's nature is predominant. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life are the controlling forces of Satan's world. Their influence has shaped the heart condition of much of the world's people today. Murder, perversion, anger, rage, jealousy and greed, to name a few, are the fruit of the evil spirits that live in the hearts of many as well. They are the result of the wisdom and knowledge the first pair chose. We can clearly see the need for our minds and our hearts to be renewed, set free of sin, before our spirit and our soul can ever be in the likeness of Christ. As the Holy Spirit brings to light the things we need to repent of, we truly grow to understand the awesomeness of what was accomplished on the cross for mankind and all creation. Can you see how all would be lost if it wasn't for Yeshua? He suffered for the iniquity and sin of all creation and paid the penalty of death for us. I say all creation because, as we discussed earlier, when Adam and Eve fell, everything they had dominion over fell with them, and the traits of Satan entered into them as well as man. The animal kingdom, including birds and fish, became carnivores, flesh eaters, dangerous to each other. As we saw in Isaiah chapter 11, this will all be remedied one day for the animal kingdom. And, as we saw in Revelation chapter 21, because of the victory at the cross, mankind will be restored as well, and there will be no destruction or death. How will this change come about? As we take in the Word, the light that emanates from it will expose what has been hidden in the darkness of our hearts and minds as sown by Satan's knowledge. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. He, God, reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Those that have a real love for God will welcome the light as they continue to eat of God's knowledge, and will begin to change. We all have a desire to be restored, and Malachi chapter 4 reveals when this will become a reality. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. As we see in the Word, it is the S-U-N that brings healing or restoration. So, let us solve this spiritual riddle, if you will, by looking at these next few scriptures. Let's first look at John chapter 14, verse 20. At that day, eighth day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Now let us look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To them, children of the eighth day, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the Word, the Son of God, is in us, and we are in him. Remember what we learned in Colossians chapter 1, verse 17? And he is before all things, and in him all things consist, or are comprised or made from him, held together by him. So all things that were created through him are a part of him, and the original place they held in the universe will be returned to them. So, with this in mind, now let us look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. Then God, the Father, said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God, through his Son, made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, sun, and the lesser light to rule the night. Moon. He made the stars also. Father was talking to his Son, and his Son Yeshua made it happen. The light that came from him actually created the sun, and the light that reflected from the sun created the moon. Remember now the scripture that said, The Father is in me, I am in you, and you are in me, at 1 John. Now we can see the same sun that created the sun and moon in the heavenlies is in us. Therefore, when the darkness of sin is removed from our minds and our hearts, the Son of God in us can again reflect his light, creating a terrestrial sun in us. Also, as our minds and hearts are clean and free from all darkness, when we experience communion, we truly become one with the bread of life. We literally become a part of His body, as well as His covenant bride. As the bride, she receives light from the Son of God, as they are now one body, flesh of His flesh, bone of His bone. Their life becomes one in the blood, and she becomes the terrestrial moon. Luke chapter 11, verse 36. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. This is the full restoration. Not all will believe this end time truth. Some will scoff God's knowledge, because it is so different from what the world teaches. Scripture tells us why. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Whose minds the God of this age, Satan, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the word of God, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We just read in previous scripture where Christ is the image of God. As we have taught in previous blasts, at the completion of the perfection of our inner man, we will become a reflection of the story of Christ in the sky, a manifestation of His victory. And back in sync with all that Yeshua created in the beginning. You see, this story has been in the heavenlies for man to see since the creation of Adam and Eve. Although the story has been revealed to man all these years, few have understood it. You see, as mankind today is perfected, we will be the mirror image of Christ, who, remember, is the mirror image of God. We, along with the story in the sky, by this time will have successfully spread His knowledge across the entire earth as the waters cover the sea of humanity, in fulfillment of Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. We will be readied for the restoration as described in Isaiah chapter 11 and Revelation chapter 21, and we will have manifested as the children of God, and all of creation will rejoice as they too will be set free. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption, no death, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. You see, all things in heaven and earth in the end will be gathered into Him and become a part of the whole, and we, along with them, will be a part of the whole as well, a part of the universe. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, when Father says, enough is enough of Satan's world, he might gather together in one all things, are a part of the whole creation. In Christ, both which are in heaven, remember the story is in the sky, and which are on earth. Remember, we are the reflection of the story in the sky, even in Him. In other words, it all becomes a part of the whole. So, we can see if we are to be gathered into Him, how we must be clean. Clean minds, hearts, spirits, body, our whole soul, our whole person must be a reflection of Him, as He is a reflection of God. Children of light. Light bearers. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 prophesied of these. Those who are wise, have God's knowledge, shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, the sun, the moon. And those who turn many to righteousness, spread God's knowledge across the earth as the waters cover the sea. Like the stars, heaven and earth are both telling the story, forever and ever. We see them again in Acts chapter 13, verse 47. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth, as the waters cover the sea. Let us close with the scripture to bring into focus this message and answer the riddle found at Malachi chapter 4. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent. Time is almost over. The day is at hand. The Lord's judgment day. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.